Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samantala po sa ibang balita, habang hinahanda ng gobyerno ang pagpapaluwag ng mga restriksyon, hinihikayat naman ngayon ang mga lugar trabaho na gawing ligtas laban sa COVID-19. Ang mga bagong protocol ay inaasahang mananatili upang magbigay ng oportunidad na lumago ang mga maliliit na negosyo. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Adrian Arculi na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Naapektuhan ng mga restriksyon ang negosyong portable partitions, ayon sa tagapamahala nitong si Tony Hader.
The turnover was predominantly in education, hospitality, and sort of exhibition centres, and that would have been probably 90% of the revenue. So that revenue overnight disappeared, literally on the one night. All of those venues closed down, so there was no need to separate those spaces because there's simply no one in those spaces. That's still the case today.
Ngunit nakabawi ang nasabing negosyo matapos binago nito ang kanilang estilo.
We've always worked with flexible design in vertical separators that had to be stable and malleable and flexible to fit any space and any he or she can do it.
Ito ay tumutulong sa mga airport, casino, pubs, clubs at cafe na maghanda para sa mga normal na operasyon. Tinitikinan kasi ng gobyerno na paluwagan ang mga restriksyon sa katapusan ng linggo.
Even though there's nothing definitive, we're pretty aware of what the guiding principles are going to be of anything going forward when we reopen. It's not going to be at full capacity, it's going to be about spacing people.
Naglunsad din ng gobyerno ng bagong toolkit bilang gabay para sa mga negosyo sa kanilang pagbubukas. Nais ng gobyerno na sundin ng mga negosyante ang apat na sukatan, physical distancing, mga magkaibang oras sa pagsimula ng trabaho naman para sa mga empleyado, striktong pamantayan sa paglilinis kabilang ang paggamit at pagkakaroon ng mga hand sanitizer station. Mas kaunting contact sa halip na harapin ay gumamit na muna ng tele at video conferencing. Ma-access ang toolkit mula sa Safe Work Australia website ayon kay Nev Power, Chairman ng National COVID-19 Coordination Commission.
The most important thing is to make sure that businesses are ready for the restart of their activities. Make sure that their employees can stay safe in their workplaces and to make sure that their customers are safe. The second important thing is to introduce all of those social distancing and personal hygiene aspects into workplaces, to have a really well-coordinated response plan if something happens, and have the protocols ready to clean up the workplace and to make sure it can be returned quickly. It's by doing that and making sure we communicate those plans to all of our employees and their families so that everyone knows what to expect and knows what's going to happen, that we'll be able to lock down any incidents very quickly and keep our economy moving while at the same time managing the virus.
Available din sa 62 wika ang mga impormasyon sa nasabing website. Manatiling updated ukol sa coronavirus sa wikang Filipino. Tumungo lamang sa sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad nito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.